Time to get high on left side spot.
Feel on the magic carpet and ride it to the heavens, baby. Reach up to a star and bring it down, Rain Man. Rain Man. But I do have a good...
What was the poem going to be about?
It's going to be about how they're the most handsome team in basketball.
Do you like wife beaters? You find them attractive? Just Jason Kidd. Are there any other wife beaters on the Knicks?
I'm willing to bet...
Well, I mean, confirmed wife beaters. Aside from the...
Well, I don't think they should, like, spread rumors about, like, yeah, who's a wife beater.
No. That's why I was looking for confirmed wife beaters. I'm not that good with the Knicks roster. What's their record? 19-6?
Yeah,
that's... all right, so the Knicks are currently the number one seed. Does anyone think the Knicks will stay the number one seed?
No. I don't think the Knicks will stay the number one seed to answer
your
question.
Or the East? Neither.
The thing I've heard the most talk about lately is people talking about Mike Woodson being a good coach. And is he a good coach? Is he Doc Rivers? I mean, because Doc Rivers is a really shitty coach. Became a lot more flexible and got good. Is that what Woodson is doing now?
I don't think Mike Woodson is necessarily a bad coach. I mean, there's like, he was okay with the Hawks. I don't know.
He shaved his eyebrows, and that team was stupid.
He adjusts to his personnel well. I mean, I don't know.
Did you know he shaved his eyebrows?
No, I don't know.
He shaved his eyebrows to inspire his team.
Oh, yeah! I remember that. Yeah.
That was terrible. He was terrified.
Why did he think that would inspire his team?
I don't know, because he's Mike Woodson. I'm not convinced he's a good coach, is my point.
He also let Zaza Pachulia skip a practice for a hot date.
That's the sign of a good coach.
All right, so yeah, Knicks are probably the biggest news. Are there any other, massive stories?
The Clippers on a rampage.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Weren't they similarly in this spot last year talking about coaches' philosophies? The Vinny Del Negro philosophy of, I don't give a shit, I just pretend to be a fucking idiot, and I'm not pretending at all. And does nothing, and just doesn't get in the way. Is this really going to last?
You need to trust in Vinny's system. Okay? Vinny has a system.
The lack of a system is a system.
He didn't have the right parts last year to have Chris Paul do whatever he wanted and then pass to someone that's open. And now he does. He has people that can make the shots now. So now it works. He has people that can make ISO plays and get the ball and everyone gets out of the way.
Maybe we should give credit to Vinny, the general manager, for putting this team together. He had a lot of control over personnel decisions.
He
this
did.
Summer.
He's the one that called David Stern to make sure that Chris Paul trade went through. He's got a lot of pull in this league. He's Italian.
What?
No.
Golden State Warriors are doing great. There's a lot of feel-good stories in the Western Conference.
We were all pretty high on the Warriors, so it's nice to see them doing good. And I have no faith that David Lee is this good, nor do any of you.
David Lee is going to make the All-Star team.
Well, yeah, he is an All-Star. He's made one before, right?
Yeah. From the Knicks.
Multiple All-Star. Lauren, what was your question?
I wanted to know who was playing for the Warriors from the get-go.
It was Curry.
Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson.
Or no, who from this like group was pulling for the Warriors, foresaw them being this successful at this point?
I think we were all pretty high on the Warriors. Okay. Not this
we
time.
Were
we
high.
Didn't think they would be.
I'm pretty sure I was high.
All right, well, I don't want to break out our old rankings right now, but I felt like we're all pretty high on the Warriors.
I don't think any of us had them in the playoffs.
I was high on Klay Thompson.
I was very high on Klay Thompson. Smoked the shit on him.
I think we've been very critical of Mark Jackson
Yes.
Oh, right. I always forget about that.
Based on his color commentary. But,
Color is putting it loosely.
What?
Well, because he lacks color.
Racial.
That's not a racist. It's because... No, come on, hey,
is this
come on, hey.
This Hawkeye's hoodie?
Yeah, it's because his commentary wasn't very colorful.
Well,
that wasn't very interesting.
I disagree with that, but you know, like what a lot of, I guess, you know, what needs to be put in perspective is like last year was a transition year for the whole league and the league's the macro paradigms. Like the macro historical perspective, like last year was definitely a transition year, and a lot of people didn't get a lot of practice time, and you know, turns out Mark Jackson is actually an okay coach.
Maybe not.
He's got the Warriors playing defense.
Yes. Well, I was about to bring up the Magic, who are also unexpectedly good, but we didn't introduce ourselves at all yet. This is Chris. This is here. That's Lauren. Lauren, say hi.
Hi.
John.
Hello. Hey, hey, bro.
Hello, everybody.
It's the least convincing hello I've ever heard. Don't try again. But we are missing Magic the Gathering player David Gleicher today, and he's gathering the magic as we speak, hopefully doing well and winning tournaments.
You know that David is called a planeswalker during Magic the Gathering?
Like he, like, dresses like that?
No, like, that's the terminology for a magic player, is a planeswalker.
Whoa, that's pretty cool. I'm a little bit jealous.
David is casting spells right now.
We have a trivia question. Not a game, but more of a trivia question. And since December 1st, LeBron James has three fouls.
Yeah.
Three.
What?
He has three fouls since three December 1st.
Yeah. I thought since the night he hasn't had any.
That sounds correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's totally fucking stupid. So in the continuing the NBA
that
is
doesn't
a giant
make any
farce
sense.
And talking about it is a giant waste of time. I would like you to guess the four players who have a lower foul rate per game or per minute than LeBron James,
that's
who
impossible.
Have at least 30 minutes a game. There are four players with a lower foul rate than LeBron James. Any guesses? Matthew.
Stephen Curry.
Yeah.
Incorrect. I don't even... Does he even get 30 minutes? I guess he does. Well, whatever.
Oh,
he wasn't
easily
on the list.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
George Hill.
Paul
George.
I got nothing.
Lauren, give me a guess. Guess the Chicago Bull.
Guess the Chicago Bull. Any Chicago...
Yes. The one who
gets 30 minutes?
Richard
who gets
Hamilton.
30 minutes, who seems like
Sorry.
He would not...
Yeah.
Who seems like a nice guy on the Bulls?
Who seems like a
Who plays a million minutes?
No.
Dang.
Dang.
Oh.
Lou has
less.
Fouls?
Yeah.
Lou, yes.
The loser.
Lou fouls
I don't. But I don't understand.
Since,
Joe,
wait, is that also since December 1st, or is that just like...
This is on the season rate
okay.
lower
okay.
than LeBron.
This makes
but
no
okay.
sense at all. Like,
it
both
does not.
James,
Lou has always
both
been so
James and
fouls.
Dang are aggressive defenders.
Sort of, but Lou was heavily criticized for not being a physical player early in his career, and a lot of his value comes from the fact that he doesn't foul people when he's defending. Anyway, there are three more. One of them is Russian.
Kirilenko
this year, which that's the most
That doesn't
surprising
make any sense
name.
At all.
The other one is a light-skinned player for the Detroit Pistons.
No. Greg Monroe?
He's Come on, he's got a ring.
He's light skinned.
Ben Wallace?
With a
he's
ring.
Not light skinned.
Who's got a ring? He's on the Pistons.
Tayshaun?
Yeah, Tayshaun Prince.
He's not really light skinned.
Is he's not?
Yeah, he's light skinned.
Yeah, I
he's
thought he was.
Light skinned?
Lauren? We'll show you a picture.
I'm seeing them play tomorrow. It's fine. I'll figure it out.
This boggles my mind. How has he only committed three fouls?
It makes no sense. It's because the league is stupid. It's obviously impossible for that to happen. The last player on this list is Joe Johnson. So if, apparently the people getting the star calls are Joe Johnson and LeBron James. I don't know. I haven't watched enough Heat games to be able to say why or how this could happen, but it sounds like a big pile of shit to me. no dissenting opinions about a pile of shitness.
No, it's Stark calls.
Has he said anything
calls.
About it? Like, has he... I'm trying to figure out if he's, like, put any sort of, like, public...
No, I've not heard any reactions that LeBron has had to this. I don't think he's been asked either. Lauren, have you heard the new name of the New Orleans franchise?
The Pelicans.
Are you in favor of this?
I like the other list that came out.
The one that had the werewolves in Spanish on it or whatever?
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
And the mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Oh, mosquitoes would be good.
Rougemont.
Did they just have gumbo on there? Gumbo would have been my choice.
Oh, man. It was the mosquitoes. Before the
swamp dogs? I think swamp dogs was an option.
Oh, there were sharks. There was bull sharks were on
bull sharks.
Yeah.
Which is, because there's already bulls, you can't really be the bull sharks, I don't think. But
in the mid-90s, there was this movement to rename the New Jersey Nets the New Jersey Swamp Dragons.
Really?
I don't
think
understand
that would be awesome,
that...
the Brooklyn Swamp Dragons.
Well, now they're in Brooklyn.
I think that would be pretty funny. We're all in favor of Pelicans, right?
Yeah, I'm in favor of the Pelicans if they have a cool logo.
Yeah.
I am personally rooting for the mythic creature name.
I like mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes good.
Before the opening was sprung up on
the Florida Ease.
I was gonna open my computer with my notes that had all the names.
All right, we'll get back to you on this one, John. We talk about pelicans, which are a ferocious bird. I hope that it isn't an actual pelican.
Pelican is a really good name for a basketball team because, it's
swift.
Is it
gonna be an evil
it swoops in and out. It's...
Is it gonna just have a basketball in its giant?
Well, yeah, that's
yeah, like a basketball in its bill. That'd be cool. Yeah.
I hope it's teabagging with its bill.
Yeah.
All right. So what else do we got? We have a historic performance yesterday from Denver. The worst three-point shooting percentage night of all time. I believe they were 0 for 23 from three-pointers.
Wow.
Yeah,
0
for
22
or 0 for 23.
Yeah. That was... I like George Karl's comment after the game that is... It's hard when you don't hit three-pointers. Yes, George, you're correct. It's extremely hard. And Denver would currently be an 8 seed. And we were high on Denver. I think I picked them to go to the conference.
I was lukewarm on Denver. I held back on
Denver.
Oh,
you were the dissenter, Matthew?
I'm still high. Well,
I currently changed none of my predictions, by the way, from the early ones. I don't change a single one.
The thing is, they've had 18 out of 23 of their first games.
Exactly. And I think we might have mentioned this when we discussed before that they had a hard schedule in the earlier podcast.
I mean, they're obviously most likely to go on a run in around the All-Star break when they get a lot of home games. But I mean,
they're ready to go. I'm totally stoked. That's a team that can make a really good move too.
Their games. I mean, they're really fun to watch if they could just make some outside shots. Like their games against their. They're just on the cusp of being a great team.
Do you think there's something to be said for the actual team not adjusting to the height of Denver yet? With a bunch of new players in? Because Iguodala never... Did he play at the end of last season? He was an off-season trade, right?
Yeah.
He was off-season.
Yeah.
They added other people. Yeah. There might be something, I think, to be said for a few months of having players adjust to it. And being on the road will make that a lot harder as they have been to start the season. Any other teams that have been disappointing that... You are super excited for?
Well, I mean, not to be the master of the obvious, but the Lakers and Celtics have been the most disappointing teams so far.
Why?
Because everybody said they would be much better than they are.
Why aren't they better?
I don't know. Okay. Look,
the Celtics are pretty bad, if only because, once KG goes out of the game, their defense is atrocious. They never got that second big man to...
Yeah, there's no Jermaine O'Neal there anymore.
They never got their second big man to hold down the paint when KG goes out and they thought...
That team could really use Perkins right now. And you know who doesn't need Perkins is Oklahoma City. Yeah. They could probably do a swap back.
And they thought they could pull like a Spurs, more perimeter-based, quicker, you know, quicker-paced team. But it's just not working.
Well, Pierce did have a great night the other night. What did he have?
Like 41 against the Cavs.
Right, with only one turnover in a full game. I mean, that's impressive. We'll see. I'm not... I think the Celtics are still fine. I think they're better than the Knicks. How about that?
Do you think the Lakers are still fine?
I think the Lakers are also better than the Knicks.
What?
I don't know.
Why?
When they have Nash back, they will. Yeah, sure.
Why do you say so?
When they're healthy.
When is he back?
Better than they would score more points. Nash this week.
Yeah.
Christmas, yeah.
Okay.
What, score more points? What don't you like about the Knicks? I'll play devil's advocate. I already know what you don't like about the Knicks, but I...
Okay, well, they're old, and they're not that good.
Well, the Lakers are old, too.
That's also true, but they're better.
They're not that good.
Do you remember... All right, who's the MVP of the season right now? We all... There's a consensus answer for that right now.
Melo, probably.
Melo. It's Melo. Yeah. You can't really make an argument against Melo. I mean, you sort of could, but you can't.
You could argue a little bit.
Who was the MVP?
Durant.
Durant
or Melo. Yeah.
Sure, it's one or the other. Do you remember last year who was pretty much the consensus MVP at this date? It was Amari.
Well, Two years ago it was Amari. 2 years ago.
In the shortened season, it was Amari.
No. 2 years ago.
2 years ago. 2 years ago. Yeah,
2 years ago, it was Amari.
Okay.
But I think it's a different situation. Like, D'Antoni was overplaying Amari early on 2 years ago. I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens to the Knicks when Amari returns.
I think he's coming back today.
Oh, he's coming back today.
Tomorrow.
But they're going to ease him in. He'll come in off the bench. Yeah. They don't need him to do anything.
Yeah.
Is he insured yet?
I don't think he's insured.
No. They're trying to give him away all offseason.
Yeah.
Did you read that report?
Mm. I can't believe the Knicks made a stupid contract signing of a player that like had terrible injuries that wouldn't get insured. Wait, what's Isaiah Thomas up to lately?
Isaiah Thomas, he's a color man now, right? He's about to become one.
Where?
Yeah.
I don't know. Somewhere. He was hired. He's leaving Florida
International.
You don't
mean colored man like he's the black man in the booth.
No, right? I don't. Look, let's not. No, he's a color. He's a color man. He's going to do color commentary somewhere.
I just read that. I don't remember.
Well, that's vaguely exciting, I guess, in the world of
He keeps getting jobs, I think, is interesting. Like, why does Isaiah Thomas keep getting jobs? Like, there's so many, like, ex-basketball greats. Like, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar never gets a job.
I bet he's a great interviewer.
He's good at job interviews?
I know. You know, he's got a winning smile.
Kareem wants the job.
No, some people call him, like... I've read this comparison between Isaiah Thomas and Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke was notoriously, like, such a horrible person to deal with in real life, but yet he had that winning smile, and that just completely disarmed you, and you
automatically assumed
he's a nice guy, and then he turns out to be the most conniving prick you've ever met after you hire him.
Kareem alienated all of his employers. Isaiah ingratiated himself to all of them ever, and everyone he met. I'm sure the person who he had that popcorn company he went into with probably still says, like, Isaiah's the best, man. You know, I really love working with that guy. It's a shame our popcorn company went under, but...
It's a shame the CBA went under.
Yeah.
It's a shame the Raptors...
It's a shame our university's basketball program has to be shut down, but...
I wonder if they, Sam Cooke's shrimp company, if all his partners say the same about him.
Probably.
No, but lastly, on the Knicks, though, like, Steve Kerr brought up a good point the other day, that the last couple of NBA champions have all had the same, they're all smaller, they all shoot a lot of threes, and they all have one post defender. I mean,
I think that's a point, but... Yeah, for the Lakers, it's also, all right, so everybody's going to start playing smaller right now. You know, Durant's going to be your five, and he'll be huge at that position compared to other teams. If you have Dwight Howard, you win the fucking game.
Yeah.
If he's actually playing like Dwight Howard. I mean, it's the ultimate defense to a small low ball defense. It's like being like, Well, we don't just have, like, Roy Hibbert standing there. We don't just have Joe, God bless Joe, but standing there. It's like, we have Dwight Howard here. Like, you're going to lose. And, I mean, that's why Perkins got a contract, was for a large reason, his ability to play against him and Bynum. And, I mean, the theoretical Bynum that never exists in real time.
Yeah, all these dudes struck out in the genetic lottery.
Yeah, and others won.
No, close.
I got it. Sing song time.
Fast don't lie. Fast don't lie.
So, who is it? Is it Zach Lowe from Grantland?
Yes.
He wrote the article. What?
He's very popular on our podcast.
Yeah, he is.
Matt talks about how he's bland every week.
I plagiarize Zach Lowe every podcast. Let me just preface.
That's why it's so boring.
I'm warming up to him.
I plagiarize his basketball analysis a lot. But, Zach Lowe wrote a column about arguing that Vince Carter is a Hall of Famer and has had a Hall of Fame career, which sent the internet ablaze.
It lit on fire. Rotters.
Lit on fire.
I was checking my email one day and I burned myself.
I had to get a new keyboard. all right, so we're going to take some of the players that Lowe mentioned here. We're going to talk about them. And we'll start. Yeah, Vince Carter, Hall of Famer. Yes or no, Matthew?
Look, I mean, the Hall of Fame doesn't matter. I mean, you have Ralph Sampson, the
you
Hall of Fame.
You hate Ralph Sampson somebody, so much.
Somebody
it's college and pro.
Somebody who's
how many times
is,
was he college player of the year? How many times?
He was Naismith player of the year 3 times.
How many other players were that?
Yeah, Bill Walden.
And
that's probably it.
Kareem?
I think Kareem wasn't. Maravich beat him out 1 year.
Ooh, ouch. All right. So, I don't know. That might count for something.
Obviously that counts for
NBA
a lot. I'm just saying.
Finals team.
He was on an NBA finals team, you know.
Which one?
So was, you know, a
Ralph.
Lot of.
Oh,
people.
Ralph. Oh, I thought you meant Vince.
No,
Carter.
Not Vince.
Anyway, like the bar. My only point of saying this is that the bar for making the Hall of Fame is both capricious. I don't know how a bar can be capricious, but it's both capricious and low. You have Chris Mullin, who had a prime of four and a half years.
We're saying, do you think they belong in the Hall of Fame?
No, I don't think Vince Carter belongs in the Hall of Fame.
In your Hall of Fame, there is no Vince
in
Carter.
In my Hall of Fame, there's no Vince Carter, because Vince Carter, after the 2001 season,
you
merely his
so much,
third season, that's more for the Love Podcast, but after his third season, Vince Carter had a career marked by injuries, his teammates hating him, divisiveness, you know, this is a man who never tried on defense. This is someone who just had flourishes of good play,
this
who
is
always
someone
broke
who
you hard.
Was late to a game to get his college degree.
I kind of sympathize with that. I think that's kind of cool.
Too.
But, you know, otherwise, and he wasn't late
all right,
to
so
the
he's
game.
Not in your Hall of Fame.
He's not in my Hall of
John.
Fame.
John,
was that the Iverson game?
Yeah.
That
was, game,
that was
the game,
best game of his whole career.
That was game
That was
seven.
His landmark achievement.
Yes.
If the Hall were based on that game alone, if he died the day after that game, he would be in the Hall of Fame. But he didn't.
Right.
And
if Vince,
he lived
if,
to stink it up.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I think if Vince...
Well, he's still playing. He's on the Mavs.
If Vince Carter had died after 2001, we would have talked of Vince Carter as, like, he could have been the next Michael Jordan.
He's still playing. That blows my mind.
Yeah, he's a very solid role player now.
Yeah. I we'll get to something similar to Vince.
No.
But, Lauren, is Vince in your Hall of Fame?
I can't speak.
Motherfucker dunked like crazy, and that's why he's in for me. Best, I mean, really, he's the best dunker of all time.
Motherfucker,
right?
Dunk like crazy. Maybe you should have Cedric Ceballos in your Hall of Fame.
He's not number one. And you know what? Ceballos is close. He's in my Hall of Fame. Very fucking awesome. Like, there's no doubt Vince Carter's in my Hall. He wins it if he never played a minute and it was just dunk competitions, he would be in the
just
fucking
dunk.
Hall of Fame.
I mean, Sean Kemp deserves it over Vince Carter.
Sean Kemp's in my Hall of Fame too. He's Sean fucking Kemp. I don't know. We have different standards. But that brings me to our next player, who still plays, Grant Hill. And college-wise, I think we need to take this in account when we talk about Grant Hill. Matt, I know it fucking pisses you off, so you're last. Grant Hill, Lauren,
yes.
He is handsome.
It's true. Yes.
He has won two national championships? Or one?
Two.
And
as the third best player on both of those teams.
Second.
Third.
On one of
Hurley
those
and
teams.
Leitner were better than him. In college, Hurley and Leitner were better than him.
He won one without Leitner, didn't he?
No. He never won without Leitner. He made it to the championship game his senior year without Leitner, but he never won without Leitner.
Ah, okay. I'm sorry. Grant Hill, senior Hall of Fame.
Yes.
John.
Yes, and he's also... He's in the Hall of, in my Hall of Fame because of... I really liked him in college, even though Duke is stupid, but as far as media presence goes and commercials, he had some of the best commercials that any NBA player has ever had.
That's
his
true.
Sprite commercials were the shit. And like him and Penny Hardaway had the two best media presences of the 90s.
I agree.
Outside of Michael Jordan.
I really agree with that statement. I think you have
How
two...
about this? Is Grant Hill like an inner circle, whatever that abstraction means, Hall of Famer?
What does
inner
that mean?
Circle?
I don't know, but Matt likes these abstractions. Go for it, Matt. Is he an inner circle Hall of Famer?
I don't... What?
Is he more of
the
a Hall of Famer
circle?
Than Dominique Wilkins?
No, Dominique Wilkins deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Grant Hill
doesn't. I'm not
saying
that, but if you had to pick one, who would it be?
Dominique... I don't think Grant Hill should be in the Hall of Fame.
What?
Grant Hill, again, I mean, Grant Hill, I
Your
really...
Your Hall of Fame is fucked up,
I really like Grant Hill. I don't dislike Grant Hill. I dislike Vince Carter. I don't dislike Grant Hill. I had a Grant Hill Pistons jersey. I agree with you that with Penny Hardaway and Grant Hill, that was the height of
the
savvy
NBA and the way
player
we
marketing.
Understand it doesn't exist without Grant Hill.
Grant,
and also college basketball.
Grant Hill was Grant Hill never led the Detroit Pistons past the first round of the playoffs and spent his prime injured. I mean, I don't understand how you could possibly put
all
Grant
right,
Hill in the Hall
right,
of Fame.
Next, Matt, you first. Are you ready? Is this player a Hall of Famer? Allen Iverson.
Yes, Allen Iverson deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
What's the difference?
Between Grant Hill and Allen Iverson?
Yeah, I would like...
Yeah, okay. How much time do you have?
Titles, MVPs.
Allen Iverson was MVP of the league. Allen Iverson led his team to the NBA Finals. Grant Hill led the Detroit Pistons to 150-win season when they lost the Atlanta Hawks in the first round of the playoffs. Allen Iverson was the premier perimeter player in the league between like 1999 and 2003.
Who is more important culturally, Grant Hill or Allen Iverson?
Well, they're both important
Pick
culturally.
One.
Iverson is. Iverson is more important
Iverson
culturally.
Iverson or Penny?
Iverson.
Iverson's
a lock to be in the Hall of
He's
Fame.
He's a lock, yeah.
But I just wanted to point out that the comparisons between him and a lot of other players are you
closer.
Could make some similar arguments, but Iverson just fucking matters, and that's why he's in. I'm sorry, Laura. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Okay. Next?
I have a list of provocative players that...
Do we want to finish off a little bit of this list?
My list
is still fucking going.
Oh, please, yeah.
All right, this is going to run a little long. We're going to talk a lot of Hall of Fame. All right, Matt. All right, let's just... This will be quick. This is McLaughlin group. Rasheed Wallace. Matthew?
No.
John?
No.
Lauren?
I really want to say yes, but I'll say no.
John's second-guessing himself, and John, for that, you're wrong.
So wait, no, yeah, I'm second-guessing myself. Yeah,
what?
No, his resume's pretty good.
His resume's
Look, we can't just have the
his
Hall of Fame for people we're fond of. I mean, this is about basketball greatness.
Rasheed belongs. Tracy McGrady belongs in the Hall of People I'm very fond of, and I honestly don't know if I would put McGrady in the Hall of Fame. I kind of feel like no, and it makes me really sad that I feel like a no.
I think yes. I think McGrady, yes.
What? The difference.
Your logic is like
McGrady.
A
let me explain myself.
Please.
Just okay. Between 2001 and 2007, McGrady had a 7-year stretch where he was one of the 10 best players in the league.
Did Vince Carter have that stretch?
No. Between 2000, no. Vince Carter was one of the top 10 best players in the league in 2001. After that, he was never one of the top 10 best players in the league. McGrady.
What about Grant Hill? How long was
Grant
he
Hill? Grant top Hill. 10? Grant Probably Hill was one of the years. Top 10 best players in the league for 5 straight years between 95, 96,
so
and 99, 2000.
Years, apparently,
McGrady though was one of the top 3 was okay, between 2001, 2002 and 2004, 2005, the top 4 players in the league were Shaq, Tim Duncan, Kobe and McGrady. And I think that McGrady was so good when he was with Orlando. There was that year when he got like 33 points a game, nearly single-handedly led Orlando past Detroit in
like
the first round.
Nobody's business that season.
McGrady was an unstoppable scorer.
You can count total playoff wins, not series wins, but actual playoff game wins on a hand, right?
I mean, McGrady.
A lot of 7-game series.
McGrady could have, ironically, the irony of this conversation is that McGrady could have been a champion had Grant Hill not gotten injured.
Well, that's
is that
such
ironic?
That's hyperbole. That's total hyperbole.
I mean,
he could have been a champion.
I don't know. Maybe that is.
You went to Grinnell.
I think that McGrady. He was great enough for long enough, and his reign as the league's best scorer is important enough that I think he does get into the Hall of Fame.
What's
it's not,
in Elliot? In Elliot,
yours. He's in yours.
He's in mine. In Elliot Cobb's like 50 best players in NBA history book that he wrote after the 2003 season, which was sort of McGrady's reputational height. He puts McGrady at like 35th all time. Obviously, McGrady would not be nearly as high today, but he's still, I think, Hall of Fame material.
Well, you didn't convince me, Matthew.
Hold on. How far has George Gervin got in
not
the
far.
Playoffs? Not far. He's a Hall of Famer.
Gervin led his team to the Gervin led his team to the conference finals 3 times.
There were some lean years.
3 or 4 times Gervin led his team.
Somebody had
finals.
To get in the fucking Hall of Fame. And there are not always the best players in there. Mullen made it because he was like the first Dream Team member.
David Thompson's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but also college.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then he's in.
Well, if dunk contests count, he.
Well,
in my
Hall of Fame,
maybe. It's Carter.
I think David Thompson was a greater impact player than Grant Hill, college and pro combined.
I think they're close. All right. I have 2 more players that I just want to throw out there. Actually, it's 3. Would this player be a Hall of Famer if they died in a non-tragic way? Like, let's say a car accident where no one was drunk. Mm-hmm. Something like
that's
that.
That's still tragic.
Yeah. But they weren't drunk, there were no drugs, there was no suicide attempt, nothing like that.
A botched blood test or something?
No. Well, I mean,
what's,
all right.
What's a
maybe
non-tragic
they were murdered.
Way.
All right,
okay.
Maybe they were
asbestos?
Murdered. Asbestos? Asbestos, yes. Oh, that would be the greatest tragedy of all. Would this person be a Hall of Famer? Dwight Howard.
So if Dwight Howard were to die tomorrow, you're
yes,
saying?
Yes, he's Dwight Howard Hall of Famer.
No.
Maybe, yes.
Actually. I don't know.
I'm
not sure about that.
Defensive player of the year. Gold medalist.
Could there be a
perennial
Hall of Fame
all-star?
He led his team the NBA Finals.
Would you be able to explain basketball to someone? Let's say I gave you a tool, and that tool was called the Hall of Fame. And I'm like, you can use this and only this to explain everything about basketball to someone. Would Dwight Howard be a part of that tool? I would say yes.
Yes, one of the best players of his generation.
I don't think he deserves it. I would probably vote against him, but I think he should be.
He probably wouldn't become a Hall of Famer the year, instantly, the year
oh,
he's
I think
eligible.
He, well, it depends how tragic the death was and the suicides and the if he was taking children somewhere or something like that. Next, Pau Gasol. Who I think is a fucking mortal lock to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
As an international presence,
I don't know.
He might be the most important international player, with the exception of Yao Ming, ever.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, is he more important than Petrovic? Like, I think so.
I mean, Petrovic, in terms of his contribution of showing that an NBA player could, and that an international player could be an all-star in the NBA. Nowitzki is the most important international player.
All right, you're right about that. I'll take Nowitzki, who I think we would all agree is a lock for the Hall of Fame over Powell. But I think Powell's still in.
Powell's still a lock. Yeah. Two-time NBA champion, the most skilled offensive.
How many times has he made the All-Star game?
Ooh, that's a good question. All-Star. My guess is four.
I don't think he's made the All-Star game that much.
I don't know.
I mean, he probably deserves it. I mean, if people like Robert Parrish are in it, then Gasol should be in it.
You're always lowering your bar to something, Matthew. All right, my final player to bring up is Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant dies tomorrow. Does he go in the Hall of Fame? Yes. Not a huge college basketball career to fall back on.
Still a dominant in his 1 year of college.
He was the best player on an NBA Finals team.
Which puts him in the league of some other players that aren't great. I don't know.
No, but it's hard, not impossible, but it's hard to name a best player on an NBA Finals team that's not in the Hall of Fame.
I was just trying to go through that. Jason Kidd is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I mean, Olajuwon is a Hall of Famer on the Samson team. I was hoping it was Ralph Sampson is what I was really hoping for.
I want to talk to Ralph Sampson.
All right.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
All right, we're back with Hall of Fame talk. Christmas.
Okay, I'm going to read the career stat. I'm going to read this person's resume. You tell me if they're in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
17.1 points per game, 8.5 rebounds per game, 2.8 blocks, 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, NBA champ, 2006, All-First Team 99, Defensive Player 99, 2000. Quit on the Nets and Raptors like his kidneys quit on him.
No, not at all. No, not even close.
Not in the Hall of Fame?
No, no way.
Why not?
The quitting thing actually really pissed me off.
Yeah, sure.
He, like, weaseled out of a contract to go on another team that was his former team. And that is not good. And, you know what? Maybe, what was the furthest the Hornets ever went with him and Johnson?
Second round.
I'll tell you what, if they made it to the conference finals, I'd say yes, but without it, no.
The Morning and Tim Hardaway were the co-best players on a conference finals team with the Heat.
Yeah.
I don't think Morning should be in the Hall of Fame either, but his best work is probably with Miami.
Alonzo Mourning is a footnote in the world. He's a fascinating footnote. I'm glad he was in the league. I don't have anything against him, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
I mean, his era was an era of very disappointing players. Like, you think of Mourning, Derek Coleman, Kenny Anderson. Except for Shaq, of course, none of those guys became superstars.
It was a rough run for top picks.
Yeah.
Okay, Tim Hardaway.
No,
not in the Hall.
No, he hates fags.
Yeah, he does. He took that back, but...
Sort of. Whatever. Yeah. No. No bigots in my Hall of Fame.
He was...
Well, you should take out a lot of people. There's a lot of sweet playing bigots out there.
I think it's really close, Tim Hardaway. I mean, Tim Hardaway was awesome with Golden State.
What's the highest he ever finished in the MVP vote? Like, fifth?
He probably finished fifth in 92.
That's the highest. That's ridiculous. But he finished fifth
in 92. He tore his ACL. He comes back from Miami in 97 and finishes, like, fifth then also.
Was he on the Michigan title team? He wasn't.
No, played Texas El Paso.
UTEP.
The UTEP two-step.
Fastest to 5,000 points and 2,500 assists, except for Big O.
He was awesome with Golden State.
So Chris Mullin is a Hall of Famer and Tim Hardaway is not.
Obviously, should be reversed in the real world, but just because Mullin, we can't base this all around fucking shitty people being in the Hall.
Samson and Chris Mullin?
Samson is well-deserving. Well-deserving.
Mullin was also a college player of the year.
Yeah, but he wasn't that good. He wasn't Ralph Sampson good.
Okay. What draft was Shaq? Is it 92?
Yeah.
92? Okay. Next player.
Okay.
Because college and pro. Third pick, the 92 draft, Christian Laettner.
Oh, you know,
one of the greatest college players ever.
He really was one of the greatest.
One of the most iconic shots
without of the 90s. I would say that, and I really think this solves the Chris Mullin problem, is the entire Dream Team should be enshrined, and that's it. Just all of them, they should have their own thing, and if anyone asks, are you in the Hall of Fame, everybody on the Dream Team is in there, and then there's no arguments, we get to solve this Mullin problem, we just move him over, and we put Laettner in there. I mean, everyone else on that team's in, right?
But Laettner was the special case. Laettner was like, oh, we have to do a college
player.
Who
cares? Throw him in. I mean, Chuck Daly's in there, too. And
well, Chuck Daly deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
He does deserve, but I think they should all be together. And Laettner deserves to be in there, because it's a good story that Laettner was in there. And it helps explain, also, the later Olympic years, when LeBron was on there and never played that one year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how else can you explain this without saying, like, all right, there were some quote-unquote amateur players that were on these Olympic teams, and some coaches played them, and some coaches didn't. And to see how they ended up, to see the process of our evaluation of college players. It's important.
Laettner really was an iconic player. I would not put him in, but, you know,
my
standards.
You don't want the Dream Team in the Hall of Fame.
No.
Oh, didn't the Dream Team already get enshrined in the Hall of Fame?
They may.
I don't know.
As a team, total?
They should. Well, then Leitner's in.
Leitner's in, okay.
Lauren, is Leitner in?
He's in.
In. Next.
They should enshrine the 2001-2002 Portland Trailblazers.
They're enshrined in something else.
In weed smoke. Okay, Bobby Hurley.
No, see, I mean, now we're just going down a slippery slope. No.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a no on Hurley. Just
all-time,
not enough.
All-time college assist leader?
Not enough. Not enough pro, sorry.
Yeah, okay, well, it's really the college thing throws everything off, because you could...
Do you remember where you were when Bobby Hurley got in his... Wait, was it a motorcycle accident?
A car accident. I actually do remember where
I
was.
I do, too. I was sitting at my computer with SportsCenter on in the background, and it popped up, and I was like, whoa, holy shit. That's not a very good story. Matthew, do you have a better one?
For some reason, I woke up at 6 in the morning, and I watched SportsCenter, and they kept doing SportsCenter breaking news, and a picture of Bobby Hurley juxtaposed to a picture of a seatbelt.
Ooh, ouch.
Did you think he died from autoerotic asphyxiation?
It was really unclear.
I mean, the point I'm making is, like, the college thing throws everything off.
Because, it does to a certain extent, but...
Bobby Hurley's conceivably could be in the Hall of Fame someday.
No.
He's
down on the list, so... If he makes the Hall of Fame, I say the whole Fab Five.
Agreed.
Makes the Hall of
Fame. They should be in there anyway.
I think Chris Webber should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, how is he not? He's a lock Hall of Famer. He should be in the second that they let him in. I don't think there's any doubt about that. John, do you have anything else?
I just want to say that the 2004, what year was it that Miami Heat won the first championship?
2006.
That team had Shaq, Zoe, and Christian Laettner. It was hilarious to watch.
Wow.
All these old men. The top three draft picks.
Was Jimmy Jackson on the team?
No, he was still in the league, though.
Matt, did you bring a Hall of Famer?
I guess.
Who might it be?
Should Mitch Richmond be in the Hall of Fame?
No. Good try. Lauren?
What about Kevin Johnson?
Maybe. No. 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 No.
No? No?
Jenny Hardaway. Yes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a guarantee.
That's a guarantee.
Penny Hardaway?
Yeah, Penny's in.
If Penny Hardaway
had, like,
is
two
in,
good seasons.
He owes everything to Chris Rock's voice. Maybe. And Chris Rock's voice should be in,
Matt,
in the Hall of Fame.
You think Penny should be in, right?
No, I mean, he's my
really?
Hero, but he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. No. He was, I mean, he was never that good. I mean,
But McGrady should be in.
Yeah, McGrady was better for longer. Yeah, McGrady's definitely had a better career than Penny.
I'll admit that I'm maybe just wrong about this. Lauren, anyone you would like to vouch for the Hall of Fame? Any favorite players?
I think I was going to maybe throw out Iverson, but you already did that, so.
Alright, fair enough.
Fine.
Who do you think is the most attractive player currently?
Tyson Chandler.
Really?
That is the unanimous. That I hear Tyson Chandler's name a lot.
Oh, really?
From girls?
From girls and guys.
Maybe they didn't follow when he was Chicago Bull and so petulant. I'm joking. Tyson Chandler's a good person, I like
him. He had he would work at this. A friend of mine would see him when he was on the Bull walking around, and she'd always say that he needs to, like, clear up his acne because he could be so much more handsome.
Oh.
But. I think if you take a consensus and then you ask a lot of guys, like, oh, who do you think is handsome in the NBA? A lot of them say Tyson Chandler.
He's definitely more handsome than Elton Brand. I would give him that.
Get in your pants. Oh, tell me that the pussy is mine. Yeah. Tell me, baby. It's all mine. Tell me that this pussy is mine. Ooh, cause I don't wanna believe.
I've never heard a more polarizing, like, person in terms of looks than Steve Nash. Some people say he's handsome, the other people say he looks like a caveman.
I think you'd have to see him in person.
Depends how sweaty he is. Sometimes he looks good, but sometimes he doesn't. And also, the purple, wearing the purple and the orange, that's not good looking at a man. It makes him look even more Canadian, which is kind of a turn off. I don't know. Tony Parker, is he handsome?
Yeah.
Is there anyone more handsome than Derrick Rose? No.
Oh, come on.
Penny Hardaway was.
There's cute, and then there's handsome.
Would you have sex with Derrick Rose, John?
Just
so you get to be top or bottom, yeah.
Just so I can
you
have a touch
say
of
you
greatness,
did it. Yeah.
Just to be even near greatness.
But you would definitely do that, right? Given the opportunity.
I'd surrender my body to you,
Matthew.
Derrick Rose.
No, I wouldn't. But Lee Fiorio would have sex with Carlos Boozer.
Ew.
That's disgusting. Your hands would end up looking like you, like, rubbed a Sharpie all over them if you touched his head. That's fucking sick. Oh, God. If I actually had to see those hair plug things up close, I would throw the fuck up.
I don't even think they're plugs.
What? Is it just marker? Or is it...
it's just, like...
nail polish?
Not nail polish, but, like...
spray paint.
Yeah.
What if he died?
Hair in a can.
What if it was... like Goldfinger and he died because his head couldn't get oxygen one game. That would be tragic. He would not be a Hall of Famer.
I think I would have sex with Rudy Gay.
Ew.
Just to be ironic, Matthew?
I don't know. I think he's handsome. You know.
You just want to stare at a jersey saying gay while you fuck a man, don't you?
I mean, Danny Granger, maybe? I don't know.
Lauren, any picks on this?
Tyson Chandler.
And Tyson Kidd, who's
Tayshaun Prince is also attractive, I think.
Yeah.
He's
Tayshaun Prince.
No, he's too long.
I don't know.
He's also huge.
The ladies love Noah's hair.
He's it's two true. Of you. I think in person, if you saw Noah, he would scare the shit out of you.
But his hair is so charming that you just, like, want to play in it.
You know? I mean, that's true. I mean, like, Noah's high on the list of players I'd want to get stoned with. He's low on the list of the players I'd want to fornicate with.
Who's on your list?
Oh, who'd I say before? Tony Parker, and I don't even know why.
Tony, well,
oh, no, but
Garrett
Rose is number one by far.
Tony Parker's coasting on his reputation.
I might have to come back to this and think about it for a little bit.
Dwayne Wade was once one of People Magazine's 50 Sexiest People.
Really?
Yeah, until he turned ugly on the inside and became so apparent.
True, we should read his book about parenting. I saw that in the bookstore.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too. Well, what's the deal with that?
It came out this summer. It's, like, been out for a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't, like, this summer, like, didn't his ex-wife, like, get in a lot of trouble for parenting? Like,
yeah,
wasn't
there was,
she...
it's a messy divorce.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think he has full custody.
Yeah. No, when you start going out with Gabriel Union.
Fuck you and your tough talk. When I monopolize, I throw your ass off the boardwalk. Fed, you ain't play sports, but always at the ballpark. Type of nigga rockin' Crocs at the fucking Walmart. Drunk like Star Wars, riding in the fiend car. Get flicked, guess what? I'm running from this fiend car. I know a nigga dirty and got the hammer, but this kush got me high like Pug Bandana.
Matthew, this is a big news day. Do you know who declared their intentions today of where they will go to a school that is from the city of Chicago? It is the Star of Simeon, and trying to lead them to their record fourth straight state title.
Ben Wilson?
Nope, he's dead.
Jabari Parker.
That's correct! Jabari Parker, did you hear where he announced to go?
No.
Anybody here?
Memphis, I did not hear.
Oh, Jabari Parker, the heir to Derrick Rose, the man who Derrick Rose has said is the best basketball player I've ever seen, or something like that, had a press conference today, and he had slimmed his choices down. Now, this person is black, and he's a Mormon. So BYU was in the fold for this, very seriously. He actually made, like, a little, like, one of those, like, charts where it's like, I like this about this, and this about this, and this about this. It was boiled down to Duke, Michigan State, BYU, Florida. I feel like I'm forgetting one. But it really came down to Duke and Michigan State. And after some early reports said he was going to go to Michigan State, which he said was the best basketball school he could go to, he picked Duke because he thought Coach K was the closest to John Wooden that he could play for.
Wow.
For his one season before he goes pro, of course. And he received a lot of shit for this because he picked Duke. And people that go to Duke are assholes and terrible people for the most part.
Except for Grant Hill.
Except for Grant Hill and Christian Leitner, who's just a stand-up guy.
Smokes weed.
Yeah. He's got a gold medal. All of his tweets, he started hashtagging striving for character. People keep forgetting I'm 17. And he kept on using his age, being I'm only 17, as an excuse. This person is very well coached.
Yeah, very calculated.
Indeed.
Very hashtag was striving for character?
Yes.
Okay.
Is he going to go on a mission?
You have to if you're going to go to Mormon heaven, right? And he's obviously skipping out on it.
So, you can do that after you're pro, right?
You don't have to do that.
I think you're supposed to do it at a certain age.
You're supposed to do it after your freshman year of college, I thought.
I believe you're correct.
For some reason, I thought you had until you were, like, 30.
I mean, who was the last good BYU player? They were old. Right?
The last good BYU? I mean, Sean Bradley.
Bradley?
And he... Well, also in football, Steve Young went there. There's
They had a bunch of quarterbacks. Ty Detmer.
They all took their... who was the dude who was kicked off the team last year? I mean, he was drafted.
Oh, because he had premarital sex.
Right, with his white girlfriend.
Oh, he had a... Oh, geez.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Anyway, congratulations to Jabari Parker for not going to BYU. And fuck you for going to Duke. Just seriously, fuck you. I don't give a shit how fucking old you are. If you are never too fucking young to know that you should not go to Duke. If you don't know the Duke is wrong, there's something wrong with you, and fuck you.
Yeah, when you're at fuck Michigan you, Jabari
State,
Parker.
Yeah, fuck you, Jabari Parker. It's a real pisser. I mean, go to Michigan State. You're in the Big Ten. We'll get to see you here at, like, the United Center.
Why doesn't he go to Illinois? Why is he too good for our state university?
Everyone's too good for Illinois. Illinois is a pile of shit. Even though they're
unless
good.
Unless you're an engineer.
They're good now, but magically, out of nowhere. But
I think he should have gone to Wisconsin.
Feel 10 pounds heavier. Stop. You fell off like Tom Selleck in a Sulica. Stop. Bitch gave me brains for the hell of it. But for her is heaven, even if she gets a smell of it. Yeah, yeah. That's why these bitches fuck with me, cause I eat that pussy like a female MC. Ha! You get it? Get it? How about me and your girlfriend? You with it? With it? Money over everything, the only thing that matter. And since I've been getting it, the blunt be getting
Matthew,
fatter.
This segment's called Paradigms in the NBA. Could you introduce it for us?
And now it's time for Paradigms of the NBA! Featuring the philosophical musings of Clippers coach Vinny Del Negro. And now, here's John on NBA Paradigms, Paradigms, Paradigms.
Very nice, thanks, Matthew. Everybody.
John.
Anyway, thank you, Matt. You know, in terms of who are the most influential people of the last 10 years of the NBA? Many could say LeBron, Kobe.
Many could say those things.
Blah, blah, blah. I say the two most influential people have been Mike D'Antoni and Tom Thibodeau. All
right, I think you're totally wrong. Go ahead.
But because they've changed the way people coach.
Who specifically?
Mike D'Antoni and Thibodeau.
They changed how who coaches.
Oh, okay. Here, I'll get to that.
All right, all right.
Mike D'Antoni's, you know, Suns offense changed the way the NBA plays at this point. They changed spacing and the need of three-point shooting.
And
for every,
centers.
And centers of basically every team. The whole small ball movement, while it was coming regardless, and the European influence was going to happen. Mike D'Antoni accelerated that, and the Nash Phoenix Suns were just visionary in the sense that...
Do you think he's more emblematic of this movement than he actually made it happen?
Yes, he's more emblematic.
I mean, he's more of just was a maven that, like, just kind of latched on to this thing before other
people. Yes, exactly.
And like, now he's awful.
It was in the ether, and he just articulated it first.
Yes.
Like,
What year did the Lakers win with Westhead?
1980.
And that was pretty insane when that happened.
But Westhead didn't have... The Paul Westhead of then isn't the Paul Westhead of Loyola Marymount. He changed his philosophy. Magic Johnson...
To a certain extent.
Magic Johnson
Magic
pushed
the,
Paul Westhead center. Out because Paul Westhead was...
That's true, but for that championship
too offensively
season,
conservative.
It was... He made some interesting decisions, let's say that.
The Lakers of the early 80s had two point guards. Norm Nixon and Magic Johnson. Anyway,
it does not apply to D'Antoni.
Okay,
but
I think
but
it does.
It does a little bit, but like, you know, every team runs the pick and roll at, you know, at the center of the court, and they use all of D'Antoni's playsets, like just like the Knicks now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was wondering and surprised that Mike D'Antoni can run in offense. It's not all isolations and one-on-ones like with the Hawks.
You're saying his adjustment to the players that he has.
Yes. But they're running all of Mike D'Antoni's plays, and Mike Woodson has admitted that. Everyone wants that one guy that to set the. Everyone wants the pick and roll and a bunch of space.
The Nets don't. They don't give Darren Williams any pick and rolls, and that's why he's sad, Darren Williams.
Okay, who else runs Mike D'Antoni's offense? Mike Woodson.
the Spurs have incorporated some of those sets.
But you really think he's one of the most influential figures in the NBA?
In terms of all NBA offenses, yes.
All right, and who else? Who was the other name he gave us?
Thibodeau, Tom Thibodeau.
And why him?
Him?
Because his defense has not been replicated, I think, by any other team.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Everyone has absorbed or copied directly all of his defensive philosophies of pushing, clogging the middle.
Of yelling at players every day in practice until they just agree with you?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson, like, the reason the Warriors play much better defenses because they do all of the Thibodeau defense. I mean, these two coaches,
they're still not great at defense.
No, they're, that's how they're winning. They're,
yeah, but they're not. I mean,
they're not great, but
David Lee hasn't turned into a good defender.
No, but he's a suitable help team defender now.
Sure.
Which, they don't have that many great one-on-one defenders.
You could also, I mean, say that's just like mild coaching can cause that, right?
Yeah, mild coaching can cause that, but if you look at their defensive schemes, they do the same Thibodeau tricks. And same with the Spurs. I bring these two up because they're two greatest, two of the greatest teams in their respective fields of offense and defense. With the Suns and the Celtics, the 2008 Celtics, and one of the best defenses ever. And they relegated Kobe Bryant into being a jump shooter. And
so did age.
Well, he could not get anywhere in the lane in that finals. But everyone clogs the middle. Everyone pushes, tries to push the point guards either baseline or sideline.
So you say these are the most important people in the last 10 years of basketball?
And the way basketball is being played in the
NBA. Way it's being played. Matthew? Give me one person more important than either of those two.
Greg Popovich.
I'm inclined to think you're right, is that he's more important, but I think he's been less replicated than anyone else.
I don't know. I think that, like, there's not, in terms of D'Antoni, I mean, he had an influence, but, I mean, his style is still, like, unique. I mean, most teams don't play the style. I mean, there's been small changes that you just described, but most teams don't play that up-tempo style. I mean, there are other...
I'd say it's the up-tempo style. It's the sets themselves. It's, you know, the everyone's incorporated the spacing that he employed.
I mean, a more maligned figure is Rick Adelman, but Adelman did some of the similar stuff with Sacramento in the early aughts.
It's really the player positioning and spacing. Like,
my answer to this is Chris Paul, who I think is more important than all of these people. I think the point guard centricity, which relates to the Suns and Nash being a part of D'Antoni's original system, and Chris Paul was fourth, right? Selected? Or was he third?
He was fourth.
Fourth! Every year after that, a point guard has been taken before fourth, correct? Every single year. People figured out that Paul dropped to that was an oversight of an older league. And I think the most important person was realizing if you have the best point guard or a all-star point guard, you can make the playoffs every fucking year and you can build a fucking team. And it was Chris Paul that taught that.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I don't think it was just that. I mean, I think Chris Paul going fourth in 2005, but then Durant going after Oden in 2007, and then after both of those things happened.
Durant was my second choice.
People were like, holy shit, we need, okay, there's 30 years of history saying we should not just take the big man. And so finally you had a situation where things happened that you know, Derrick Rose, John Wall go first overall. One underrated innovator, maybe this is really stupid, but just throwing this out there, is former Boston Celtics coach Jim O'Brien. In the early aughts, Jim O'Brien developed the formula.
We said from this decade, Matt.
This decade, so like 2002. It's 2012
okay,
right now.
I'm sorry, continue.
Okay, Jim O'Brien developed a formula for this is what we do if we have a moderately talented team in a 30-team league with a couple of good players. With Pearson Antoine Walker just played the whole game. They spaced the floor and just had a bunch of people shoot three-pointers all the time. And we're not a very good team, but we're going to go far with having just a bunch of people shooting threes all the time. And there's a steady development of coaches, you know, preceding Jim O'Brien, obviously, but whose whole strategy was like, it doesn't matter if we have volume scorers, it doesn't matter if we have a low field goal percentage, we're just going to shoot a lot of threes. And that's sort of the, I mean, every year in the NBA now, more and more teams shoot three-pointers.
I feel like, yeah, that's also Euro parts of basketball coming in.
I'm saying that they articulated the fashions and, like, their styles and schemes are what's fashionable now, and that they're the originators to the NBA of these fashions.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's very true. And I also think it has a lot more to do with Steve Nash.
I mean,
which is an argument.
Nowitzki's a hugely influential player, too. And just
agreed.
Like,
Nowitzki is probably the correct answer for this, because how many people have tried to draft Dirk Nowitzki? Every team has tried to draft Dirk Nowitzki, because that's a person that just means you win if you have that tall player that can shoot from outside. I mean, that's also the reason Bargnani went one, and oops.
You showed up after work, I'm bathing your body, touch you in places only I know. You showed up after work, I'm bathing your body, touch you in places only I know.
Lauren, I'm sorry, but you had a D'Antoni story that was relevant. Or not relevant.
Not relevant. I called my mom on Thanksgiving to see... I thought she was going to call me, but then she didn't call me, so I had to call my mom. And I told her I was going to L.A. and I was maybe going to go see the Lakers Magic game, and she was like, oh... Mike D'Antoni. And I was like, what? Like, how do you
Did your mom have an affair with Mike D'Antoni?
I was like, how do you know who the coach of the Lakers is? My mom doesn't follow football at all. And she was like, oh, grew up down the road from him. We graduated the same year, same school. and she was like, you know...
What school?
You know, in West Virginia. Really?
Really? He's from West Virginia? Oh, I like him more.
And... So she went out to tell me that her father, my grandpa, who was a barber, used to cut his hair and his father's hair. And I don't know if his father's still alive or not, but if you find footage, Nick's footage from maybe, I don't know from what year, but his father would be behind him on the sideline,
mm-hmm.
like, just hanging out. And
with the same haircut?
Yeah, the same I don't know if it's my haircut, but that.
Did he have any weird hair? Did he like have his haircut really fast?
You know what? I can't ask my grandpa that. But
fair enough.
I'll see if I can get more details.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want the D'Antoni?
I think I'm. I mean, I'm. No, I'm okay.
Okay.
John, you're getting close.
Huh?
To the D'Antoni.
A little bit.
Oh,
yeah,
the hair?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're really close.
Yeah, I need like
you're a little bangsy, but...
That chipmunk smile.
Matt?
A mustache?
Yeah,
yeah.
A mustache.
You do look like a disheveled genius.
I wanna look more like Mike D'Antoni.
Even with your father's army trailing us, we escaped him. Even with his archers bows at our backs... What a great escape. But there's a long way to still in fact.
Bill Simmons occasionally writes about basketball.
And pornography.
Often about pornography. And these are only the italicized words from the last time he wrote about basketball.
Voice of a generation. Second. Wind. Scouted. These guys are here to serve and protect me! Everyone has to have a role. No thanks. We have me, Havlicek, Sam, and Bailey. All four of us need to play. This is your best way to get minutes, Larry! Tried. Bill Russell could rattle off every play before it happened, had mentioned Kobe is still going. Really? NBA countdown. These guys helped Kobe so much more than anyone realized. Second win. I like to see basketball play. This second win. This column has been updated.
Since you've been gone, I've been having withdrawals. You were such a habit to call. I ain't myself at all, had to tell myself no. She better with some fella with a regular job. I didn't want to get her involved. By then, Mr. Benjamin was sitting in awe. Hops into my car, drove off. Falls too close, and I remember my memory's no sharp. But a knife, what a life anyway. I'm building y'all the clock stop, what am I, Hemingway? She had the kind of body that would probably intimidate any of them that were unsouthern. Not me, cousin. If models are made for modeling, thick girls are made for cuddling. Switch worlds and we can huddle in. Who needs another friend? I need to hold your hand.
Oh, love.
No other man.
We do this here right, man. For all the real strip club bitches, man, that's breaking these motherfucking niggas. You know what I'm saying? I see you, baby. Get your paper. What's up, ATL, Magic City, shit, Blue Flame, Diamonds, it's going down, what's up, Scores and H-Time, Big Cap, I see you out there in New York holding down perfections, Chopped Dogs, Chopped Up, Not Slopped Up,
the peaches and the mangoes that you could sell for me,
OG Ron C, Chopped Stars.
What do you think my brain is made for? Is it just a container for the mind? This great, great matter. Since I replied, what is your woman? Is she just a container for the child? That soft pink letter, cotton candy, Majibu, close my eyes and fall into
at all, had to tell myself no. She better with some fella with a regular job. I didn't want to get her involved. By then I missed the bench, sitting in awe.
hops into my car, drove far. Falls too close, and I remember my memories no sharp. Butter knife, water life, anyway. I'm building y'all the clock stop. What am I, Hemingway? She had the kind of body that would probably intimidate any of them that were unsouthern. Not me, cousin. If models are made for modeling, thick girls are made for cuddling. Switch worlds and we can huddle then. Who needs another friend? I need to hold your hand. You need no other man. We flee to other lands.
To the real G's, smoking out that shit, man. Got that nag-ass woman on your back, man. I know you. Just roll up a fat player. Pour up a bloody cup, no Oasis. Shout out to the Houston Press, man, always holding us down. My dog, Shay Serrano. What's up, Marco?